Four people were killed and 13 injured in the natural gas explosion which rocked downtown St. Cloud on December 11th. And witnesses at the scene say those numbers would have been higher if firefighters and paramedics hadn't reached victims as quickly as they did. One woman was seriously injured when her office building was destroyed and she became trapped behind her desk among the rubble. St. Cloud Fire Chief Mike Holman says he was impressed at the efficient and organized response of emergency workers to help the woman in what could have been a chaotic environment.
Absolutely. I look back and we called them 1 minute into the incident. The call from our fire department went to go across and they were on scene very shortly after that. I know they were there in time to take our firefighter to the hospital, and by the time we had the victims out, they were there.
Holman has been with the St. Cloud Fire Department for 27 years. He's witnessed the consolidation of fire departments and dispatch services throughout his career. Firefighters work closely with paramedics at an accident scene, and Holman says he's had his reservations about the loss of local control. But it's the service that matters, he says, and so far he has no complaints.
You know, it was really nice to know when, before it was even Gold Cross, when he had a local owner of an ambulance service, and we knew a lot of people, and it was called down the street and those things. But those times have changed, and it's all going to depend on the type of service Gold Cross can continue to give this community.
The Mayo Emergency Communication Center in Rochester now handles ambulance dispatch service for 13 communities in Wisconsin and Minnesota. St. Cloud was added to their response list shortly before the explosion. It was the first real test of the new integrated system for St. Cloud. 36 people work at the center in Rochester, and dispatch operators work around the clock. 9 dispatchers were on duty at the time of the explosion. 3 worked solely on directing ground and air support in St. Cloud. Terry McJoint manages the Rochester dispatch facility. She says the first real test of handling a disaster in St. Cloud from 150 miles away passed with flying colors.
It's by radio, so it's a seamless process. There's no time delays. When the call came in, we immediately radioed to the field staff and immediately dispatched the resources that we had available.
9 Gold Cross ambulances were dispatched to the explosion scene and transported 5 injured people to the hospital in St. Cloud. The Gold Cross dispatchers work with emergency response crews in each city they serve. McJoint says dispatchers receive rigorous map training and have studied the St. Cloud area. But really, she says, once dispatchers give the local crew an address, they generally know how to find it. McJoint says the caller won't even be able to tell the difference.
Because we've proven that it works, I mean, there are no delays, and the quality of service is there. I think when people dial 911, they want an ambulance. I don't think they care who actually is sending it, as long as they get their needs met.
Emergency communication centers like Mayo's are becoming more common nationwide. Private ambulance service corporations like Gold Cross are consolidating their resources and equipment while upgrading their technology in an effort to provide better service. Tom Fennell is a Gold Cross manager in St. Cloud.
The cost is becoming prohibitive for services similar to ours to maintain individual centers. It's more cost effective, more time management effective to have one center do the work of all instead of individual centers throughout the corporations.
Fennell says he too had his reservations about losing local dispatch service, but after witnessing the new integrated system in action, he says there's really no difference, and in the end, St. Cloud will only benefit. In the future, Fennell says dispatch operators will be able to offer callers more information before help arrives, and soon, Mayo Center will use new software to track ambulances on a computer screen as they head towards an accident scene. In Collegeville, I'm Catherine Herzog, Minnesota Public Radio.